I Want to Break Free. How to have a great holiday for a fraction of the cost.
Well, each week on the show, we try and find you cheaper ways to see the world. And if you're planning to see the sights of Italy, whether you're going to Florence or Rome or Naples or the countryside, instead of booking a hotel room, why don't you enjoy a real slice of Italian life staying as a guest of monks or nuns in beautiful historic properties? They often have hotel facilities at a much lower cost, and you don't have to be Roman Catholic. Mark Logan is from monasterystays.com.
We work with 500 to 550 properties across Italy. Of those, 120 or so are in Rome, 10 to 15 in Florence, and a similar number in Venice, and then Assisi, and then throughout the country from the Alps all the way down through to the bottom of Sicily.
I get this vision that I'm going to have to be quiet and silent. It's going to be a very austere experience. I'm going to have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning or something. Oh, what's it really like?
A homely, welcoming, I guess respectful of the environment, bed and breakfast style guest house. The majority of the properties are owned by religious orders and or dioceses. Bed and breakfast style accommodation, all with private bathrooms. In some of the very historic houses, they may well be sort of adjacent or located with key access next to the room, but all of them have worked on rooms to a standard that would be the equivalent of a three-star sort of bed and breakfast standard.
And I guess some of these properties are just in amazing settings and tourist attractions in themselves.
Plenty of them are, and plenty of them have artwork and history inside their walls that can date back centuries. So, we work with places that are literally on the opposite side of the road from St. Peter's Square to hilltop towns throughout Tuscany and Umbria.
Is it a problem if you turn up at 9 o'clock at night? Because a regular hotel, that generally isn't an issue, is it?
It's similarly not an issue. While the guest houses are operated, I guess, by the nuns or priests and staff that work with them, their understanding of the fact that planes will arrive later. Most of them generally operate to a check-in that will be in the 9 or 10 o'clock at night range, but will with notification or otherwise, will be there for a guest if they arrive late. You're generally looking at an average for a twin room across the major cities in the 95 to 105 euro a night price point. A lot of single rooms for single female travellers find it a fantastic meet to their requirements in terms of security.
Where can people go and find out more, and where can they book?
Monasterystays.com.